There it is! The mall! Gee, it's a lot bigger than the stores back home. I'll bet they waste a lot of electricity with all those decorations. I sure hope Santa's there.
Who are you?
I'm Dorothy, and I'm trying to find Santa's workshop.
The mall is closed! Now go away!
But we've come so far on the yellow snow road. My shoes got wrecked. And I brought Annie M's gold card with me. It's got a $10,000 limit.
Now, calm down, little girl. You got a gold card? Why didn't you say so? That's a card of a different color. Come on in.
Wonderful Claus! Who dares disturb my long winter's nap?
If you please, sir. Mr. Claus, I'm Dorothy, and I want...
Silence! The Great Claus knows why you are here. Look, it's been a long day. My lap is tired, and I'm out of film. Besides, I have to feed my reindeer.
Hey, who's that?
Pay no attention to that skinny guy behind the escalator. The one with a pillow tied around his waist. I am the overweight and wonderful...
Claus. Oh, man, am I starving. You got a sandwich on you?
Why, you're not Santa Claus at all.
Well, I'm afraid I am. You see, Mrs. Claus put me on a slim, fast diet. I'm supposed to have a belly that shakes like a bowl full of jelly. Now all I have is shakes. One for breakfast, one for lunch, and a sensible cookie and skim milk for dinner. I hate it.
But Santa, how come you're not making toys up at the North Pole? It's almost Christmas.
Oh, I'm out of the manufacturing business, Dorothy. I'm just a middleman now.
But don't you still deliver the toys?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed overnight delivery. Absolutely, positively, by 2 a.m.
Well, where do you get the presents?
Oh, hang on a second, Dorothy.
Delivery for Mr. Kringle. Ah, sign here, please. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, no. Just put them over there by the VCRs, okay? Thanks a lot, guys.
Gee, what happened to Santa's workshop?
You know, looking back, we should have seen it coming. Why, I was a king of the North Pole. I wasn't afraid of nobody. I could build anything. But then the kids got into GoBots, Nintendo games and robots. It wasn't quite the same. I could make them dolls and scooters, but I never learned computers, so the shop went down the drain.
We were busy building wagons, till orders started dragging.
It really was a shame.
The Japanese were on a mission.
We were blind to competition.
We was busy making trains.
We thought Betty Wetty took the fall.
They marked her down.
She's at the mall.
Oh, the games are complicated. That joystick's overrated. It really rots your brain.
All the kids would be in heaven
instead of hanging at 7-Eleven.
If they only had a train.
I guess Santa's workshop is gone forever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy. I wish there was something I could do to help. But I gotta get busy. It's almost Christmas, and I gotta put batteries in all these Game Boys.
Look, here comes someone who can help.
Oh, how does she do that?
Oh, very easy. Holographic projections. Retos technology.
Oh, can you help?
Santa never needed any help. He's had the power to work out of the North Pole all along.
I do? I mean, I did? I do?
So what should we do? Click our heels together?
Oh no! That only works in the movies! All he has to do is just hook these up.
Why, it's a fax machine.
And a cellular phone with voice messaging. And look, a pager. I'm back in business. Ho, ho, ho!
Can it be true? Will the elves be making toys again?
They will if they move to Mexico. I can save a bundle if I do my manufacturing south of the border. And with these gizmos, I can keep track of who's naughty and who's nice from anywhere.
Jiminy Christmas. Oh, no.
Here I am. Now hark, a tide of war, the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I said, drink,
Bob.
And then some more.
Lions and tigers and bears. Lions and tigers and bears. Lions and tigers and bears. Lions and tigers and bears.
Sleep. Sleep. Puppies. Puppies.
Witch's broomstick, stick, and I will grant your request.
We've got to find Dorothy. This way, Dorothy, this way. This way, Dorothy. Half you go that way. Half you go that way. We'll surround them. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the water. Oh, a mountain. Oh, a mountain.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Special girl.
Make a wish.
I really, really. to the land of Oz.
Is this the land of Foz? Wow, it's so beautiful. It's magical.
Wizard, wizard, will you be my wizard? Excuse me, which way is Oz? Wizard, wizard, will you be my wizard? It's a secret. Just like the story about the Wizard of Oz, I have a wish to be a very special girl.
I wanna be special.
I really, really wanna know so much. So tell me, are you the Wizard of Oz? Wizard, wizard, I have a wish to be, me. Wizard, wizard, so tell me, are you the Wizard of Oz? Tell me, are you the Wizard of Oz?
Of course I am.
Enough of that, thank you. We've had enough music for 1 minute, please. I have to step in and speak to you people. What happened to my voice? Holy shit. Whoa. Well, anyway, I'll work on that later. Right now, just let me remind you who I am. I'm KBC. I'm the gnome of the Bit Slap. We're at the Bit Slap today. And today we present to you, in honor of the 71st anniversary, let's look at the Wizard of Oz. And it's many various thingamajiggers that may pop up about it. A lot of this stuff is from the original soundtrack, but there are some other things that you'll hear as well. And just a little background for you. The Wizard of Oz was released for the first time to the public on August 12th of 1939. It was released first time at the Strand Theater in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. That's a town about 40 miles west of Milwaukee, and I haven't the foggiest idea why they picked that, but there it is. It released itself to the world at Grauman's Chinese Theater on August 15th, 1939, which coincidentally is today, 71 years ago. And also by coincidence, or maybe not, this is the 71st edition of the Bit Slap. Coincidence? I think not. But anyway, we started with the Cyclone. That's, after all, what started it all, isn't it? The Cyclone, that was from the movie. The Magical Kingdom of Claus was from Bob Rivers and his Twisted Music. That came from the album I Am Santa Claus. And then Bobby McFerrin, the Wizard of Oz medley, from somewhere. Somebody called Toy Box and the Wizard of Oz. That was a big disco hit. Some of you kids may remember that. And after that, some sort of a rock and roll version of Over the Rainbow by an anonymous combo of sorts. You know, they didn't want anybody to know who they were. They were just maybe ashamed. I don't know. Maybe I just never found out. I don't know. I don't care. And then you're out of the woods. And you're in the woods right now. And August 15th also, as you may remember, marks the 41st anniversary of Woodstock. And the 45th anniversary of the Beatles at Shea Stadium. See, I think about these things for you kids. So let's just settle back. Remember, there is no place like home. And I'm going to go find out what's going on with my voice here. I think I imbibed a little too much wizard tea or something. I don't know. But anyway, we'll be back in a little bit to explain things to you. What you're listening to now, this is the overture from the movie. And we'll be hearing some outtakes from the soundtrack. Please enjoy. It's only for an hour.
Hello, boys and girls. Time again for the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today I'd like to tell you the story of the Wizard of Oz. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Dorothy, who by a strange coincidence met up with a tin man who lacked a heart, a scarecrow who lacked a brain, and a lion who lacked courage. Together they traveled from Kansas to Munchkinland, where they found a magical yellow brick road. This led to the Wizard of Oz, as well as the Man Act. The Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion immediately presented themselves to the Wizard and asked him to solve their problems. "Very well," said the Wizard. "To you, Mr. Tin Man, I give a heart." And with that, the Tin Man began to dance about the room. "To you, Mr. Scarecrow, I give a brain." And with that, the Scarecrow began to solve the world's most difficult problems. "And to you, Mr. Lion, I present a certificate of bravery." And with that, the Lion ate up everyone in the room and went back to MGM.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells us where to go to get the Swiss National Anthem tattooed on your chest.
Yeah. right now, you can all come out.
Come out, come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star. Kansas, she says, is the name of the star. She brings you good news, or haven't you heard? As she fell out of Kansas, this miracle occurred. It really was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on a broomstick, thumbing for a hitch. And oh, what happened then was rich. The house began to pitch, the kitchen took a slitch, and landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch, which was not a healthy situation for the wicked witch. The house began to pitch, the kitchen took a slitch, it landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch, which was not a healthy situation for the wicked witch, who began to twitch and was reduced to just a stitch of what was once the wicked witch. We thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly. You killed her so completely that we thank you very sweetly. Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Witch, oh witch.
Wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, sleepyhead.
Rub your eyes, get out of bed.
Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out.
Ding dong, the merry old. Sing it high.
Sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. As mayor of the Munchkin City, in the county of the land of Oz, I welcome you most regally, but we've got to verify it legally to say,
if she
is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, positively, absolutely, undeniably, and reliably dead. Coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her, and she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Then this is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Witch, oh witch!
The wicked witch.
Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Wake up, sleepyhead. Rub your eyes, get out of bed.
Wake up, the wicked witch is dead.
She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho.
Let's open up and sing.
And ring the bells out.
Ding dong, the merry yo.
Sing it high.
Sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Represent the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, and in the name of the Lullaby League, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
We welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Tra la 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 la, tra la la, tra la la.
Tra la 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 la. From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be hissed, you'll be hissed.
You'll be history, and we will glorify your name.
You'll be a bust, be a bust, be a bust in the Hall of Fame. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jijik and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a hoosus.
It's a hoosus?
It's a what's-his.
It's a what's-his?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the tree tops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Come, in the twitter. In the throat. All the critters got to be dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
Thank you.
Thank you.
feeling woozy, man. I don't know what's going on, but you know what else is weird? While I was listening to this music with you, it was really nice, I thought, but I went out and I looked at myself, and I'm only about 14 inches tall. I don't know, man. I think I got to call my doctor. There's something going on here. Anyway, until we get all figured out with that, I think Jersey did something. Or maybe it was just too much of that wizard tea. I don't know. We started this set off with somebody called the Story Lady. I think she missed a few things about that. I don't know. There was a few things that didn't make sense there, so I'm going to have to go look that up. The Squirrels after that, and that was called Oz 1990. The Squirrels were an English band. And that thing came from, I guess, about 1990, huh? And then we had a rehearsal version of the Munchkin sequence when they started getting everybody figuring out how to dance and jump around like they were doing there. That came from, that was an outtake from the movie. And then another outtake from the movie, The Jitterbug, with Judy Garland and the cast. And the Jitterbug sequence never made it. You can look it up on YouTube. I think I'll see if I can put a link into the playlist page. But it got taken out of the movie because everybody just kept talking about it through the whole movie. And nobody wanted to follow the sequence. They were like, what the hell was that Jitterbug? So then we heard the Prisoner in the Castle sequence. That's where Dorothy was up there in that little room. With, you know, the globe and the sandbox and stuff, and they were trying to get her out. That's what that was. That, I think, came directly from the movie. I don't think it was an outtake. And then Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. That was another outtake. I think that was the same guy who said, "You've killed her. Hand to Dorothy." And gave her the broomstick, right? And then, you know, a stopped version of Over the Rainbow, where Judy kind of missed it, but... All right, so I got to make a call. So I'm going to put you back to the wizard. I'll see you in a bit, and let's see what's going on here.
Thank you. come out wherever you've been, for being a liberal's no longer a sin. We bring you good news, or haven't you heard? When he fell out of Arkansas, a miracle occurred. The right began to twitch, George Bush to bitch, when Clinton said that he was going to tax the rich. Then Newt Gingrich, to satisfy an itch, joined Madeline on a broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
George Bush began to switch from pitch to pitch, and everyone began to think it quite a stitch. Then Bush's sitch began to come unhitched, then Clinton won a landslide, is a life a bitch. As mayor of the capital city, a possession of the USA, we'd like to welcome you most regally.
But we have to verify it legally.
To see.
If he.
Is morally.
Ethically.
Spiritually.
Politically.
Dead.
As electoral collegian, I thoroughly examined him, and he not only merely lost,
he really most sincerely lost.
Then this is a day of independence for all the liberals and their descendants.
Let the joyous news be spread. Trickle-down economics at last is dead.
Your Majesty, Rush Limbaugh, Pat Buchanan, and all inspectors demand an audience immediately.
Oh, rubbish. They have no power here. Tell them to be gone before someone drops a landslide on them.
We represent the Lobbyist Guild, the Lobbyist Guild, the Lobbyist Guild, and in the name of the Lobbyist Guild, we wish to welcome you to Washington.
Glorilla, 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 Glorilla.
Sadun sen. Siellä taivas on aina sininen. Kuumet kauneimmat siellä aina käy toteen. Nyt toivon, että kanssasi mä sinne onnen maahan päästä voisin. Pois jäisi kaikki surut, huolet, kaiken kauniin sulle antaa siellä. Voisin sateenkaarivien luokse satojen. Kerran siitä mä laulun kuulin ja uskoin sen. Toivon, että kanssasi mä sinne onnen maahan päästä voisin. Pois jäisi kaikki surut, huolet, kaiken kauniin sulle antaa siellä. Voisin sateenkaarivien luokse satojen. Siitä mä laulun kuulin ja uskoin sen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were standing there. I'm sorry. All right, so listen, I'm on the phone before with the doctor, and the doctor says, all right, so you're talking like a munchkin. Anything else? I said, well, you know, I'm 14 inches tall here. And, you know, and he says, that sounds interesting. And you know what? You ever been to Brooklyn in your life? I said, you know what? Brooklyn? Me? Three times I've been to Brooklyn in my life. I swear to God, Doc. And he says, well, you're talking like you're from Brooklyn. I said, what the hell are you talking about? And I went back and I listened to my last mic break. Jesus. So anyway, I got problems here, folks, so I'm not going to get started with that, but I think I got to go see the wizard myself, if you know what I mean. So anyway, we started that set with Miss Gulch, you know, the thing about her riding the bike and the dog in the basket and all that stuff there. That was pretty cute, I thought. The Wizard of Oz medley was from our good old friends Miko. That's another big hit from the disco days. You guys all remember that, right? And the Wizard of Arkansas was the Pheromones. They were a political group. And this, of course, came out right after Bill Clinton got elected. You know, we thought he was a wizard back in those days. What did we know? And then Over the Rainbow. That was in Finnish, in case you wonder what language that was. Because guess what? We're finished. You did it. You got through this okay. That came from a movie from Finland back in 1988 called Ariel. And I liked the song so much at the end there. That's the closing credits that I said, hey, you know, this might be a good time for the Wizard of Oz thing. So we did that. So that's going to do it for me. I got problems, like I told you. I'm not going to say nothing about what it is, but I'm going to have a hard time getting into my car and seeing over the steering wheel. You know what I mean? So, all right, coming up is your mystery tune. Now, it's not going to be a mystery what the tune is. You already heard it once today. But the mystery is going to be, who the hell is this? All right, so if you got that figured out, you got the mystery solved. So come back again next week. Maybe I'll be back to normal. Hey, maybe not. Wouldn't that be funny? So have a good week. Don't forget, there's no place like home, folks. All right, I'll see you later. Be good. Bye.
Someday I'll wake and rub my eyes, and in that land beyond the skies, you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why? I'm frightened, Annie. Am I frightened?
2029, take 3, 1060.
Good for me.
What's that? Something just bit me.
Oh, something just bit me too.
Now, come on. You're acting silly.
Oh,
come on now, every.
Ow!
You just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
Well, it may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's giving me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
I think I see a shadow, but he's fuzzy and he's furry.
I haven't got a brain, but I think I had a worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got palpitations.
As Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Well, are you gonna stand around and let the fillets full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a Hooses!
It's a Hooses?
It's a Watses.
It's a Watses.
Who's that?
Who's there?
Who's where?
Beware!
Who's that hiding in the treetops? In the rafters? you can keep buzzing around you. Keep away from the jitterbug. Well, the bats and the bees and the breeze and the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. Well, the bats and the bees and the breeze and the trees could do what the jitterbug does. So just be careful, a better rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug.
Jitterbug.